little bit of the, he's going to give it a whole new pshat, what he called the Pidach HaChochm, Pidach HaYimik, where each one counts against the chelik of the neshama, the nefesh, and so on. But the first, his first pshat, each one counted for a certain mid of toiv, and he wanted to know what's the derech toiva, and the mele, each one said a different nekuda that brings the other things. I guess I want to go back a minute. The first one of them was the ayin toiv, and that he said that the ayin toiv is goyim other toiv, and so on. The and it's einos toiv the breeze, and so on. I guess I wanted a little bit talk about that from Tanyana the Yoma. One of the Yonim of Hanukkah, I mean, it's a problem, I guess. If people associate three different Yonim with Hanukkah that are kind of face each other, people speak a lot about the Chochma Yevanis, which is, it started with Socrates and so on, which was Betzim really in the beginning of Bayis, in the end of Bayis Rishon. They kind of overlap at the end of Bayis Rishon and so on. You talk in the Lamaisa, the Shikuts and so on was Avodah Zarah. They still were, even with all the philosophy, they still were even Avodah Zarah. And Alexander Moikton is brought in as the Rosh HaYevanim. In that sense, he is the one that faced off with Shimon HaTzadik. He's Alexander Shulman Tzayim later did become actually a hotbed of Hellenism. And it's very, very hard to understand the three working together. David and Zara with the yanim of the rationalism, and Alexander, something, as far as we're concerned, there are three different in yanim of Ra. There's Alexander's uncontrolled dominance, just the stam like every other melech, like it's not different than Nebuchadnezzar. In our mind, there is the Chachmas HaYevanis, which is a very different type of thing, and then there's the Avodah Zarah, which seems to be like every other Avodah Zarah. And the Teretz is, it's not really three separate Inyanim. There's a Tchunas HaNefesh. These are three different layers of a similar Inyan. In general, I guess we can make a sweeping generalization. Yevon was unique in that more than wanting to control other countries like an empire, they were the first ones that wanted to spread their culture. The Marshal Nebuchadnezzar wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. It was more the idea of, this is my Avodah Zarah, this is the official Avodah Zarah. If I conquered your country, it's going to be my Avodah Zarah. Hellenism was a movement that really wanted to spread the Shema, the ideas of Hellenism, the culture of Hellenism, and all the parts that included. So the Avodah Zarah was part of the culture of it. The philosophy was part of culture. The philosophy as being the what they wanted to spread, but the etzem rotzen to spread the inyanim was a koach hanefesh. It's described in the in Daniel as being a nomer who's an az. The Yevon was the people who wanted to spread their dominion, their intellectual dominion, their cultural dominion, as opposed to just conquering a land because it's good and it's packed and so on. So I wanted to see something about Alexander. The Chazal say it's a Gemara in Tamid, a whole bunch of questions that Alexander Moisen asked Sikni Negev. Then he goes through a whole sugya and snap, fine. Then it says he wanted to go past the Hari Chayshich, and he went into and he found the women there. They gave him to eat bread made of gold. He told them, I can't eat it. So they told him, well, they're like, what did you do? I'm hungry, and you gave me a golden piece of bread. So they told him, well, we understood that you're not Mahimayana. He was sitting on by a Mayan and eating bread, and he had the tremendous Reach Tov came out of the water, and he said, "This Mayan probably comes from Gan Eden." So some say that he took some of the water, some say he went into Gan Eden, he wanted to go in, they said, "Zashav Hashem," he said, "I'm a Malka." He said, "Give me something." So they gave him a Golgotha, which is a machlokes. The gift that the Shita has is Golgotha the Aina. He gave him the etzim of the eye, so that the Rosh also has this gersa. Rashi's gersa, the Farsh's gersa is that he gave him a whole skull. But be it as it may, whether they gave him a skull or they gave him the bone of the eye, I mean, the point of the Gemara is the same. So he weighed, I packed the Kuladav the Kasper the day by day. He weighed all of his gold against that bone, and he couldn't weigh it. Not only exactly, he couldn't outweigh it. To Amul Rabban and Maihai, Amul said, Gulgal to the Eid of the Bisvadam. It must be the bone of an eye, or the Gulgalus, which contains an eye, whichever pshat. The Lucas Sava, that it doesn't ever get full. They said, Amulum in my dachihu. What's the riot? Shakli clearly after the kasir. So he took offer and he covered it. Takli. Immediately he was able to waste up against it. The sifsh over badly, the spanner, and so on. That's the chazal of it. So chazal of it tire the inyan of the Indian of Alexander. I mean, this is the high point of it. He reached out to Gan Eden. He asked for something from Gan Eden. They gave him the bone of the eye, and that's the that's where he learned some of the Chachma. Let's understand a little bit about the climate of it. Without the Bria of an Ayin, a person is naturally in his makor. So that when a person is in his place, this is my makom, this is where I am, this is what I am, that's that. The Bria of Oyer gives the person a hasaga and a tefisa beyond his makom. The tefias of having a shaykhis to something beyond yourself. So much if you were to have a person who's blind. So if he's hot, he asks you to please open the window. If he's cold, he asks you to please put the fire on. If he's hungry, he asks for food. When he's full, he says, "Thanks, I had enough." When you have an eye, and you see a plate of gewaldica, food, or not so gewaldic, but just food, you say, "Oh, that's exactly what I wanted." A person goes to, I remember when I first came to Israel, there was a tremendous contrast between Israel shopping and American shopping. In Israel, when you wanted and needed something, you found out where there's a store that sold it, and you went to buy it. In America, you went to a mall to shop, which was a way to look and to see, what is it that I need? What is it that I think I need? What is it that I fantasize I need? But looking at it, window shopping is to go and let the eye be kaveya needs and so on. So the mahalach of the ayin and the bria, its etzem mitzias is to be taifis the person's chesroinus mitzad the mitzias outside of himself. Mitzad, not what his body, to know what he's missing, you don't need eyes, because it's built in. Heat and cold and hunger and thirst and etc. Those are built into a person, and he has things that measure it and respond to it. What the person doesn't have is, but with the bria of an ayin, it opens up a whole other words, the shayrish of the Bria was that a person has a chetimtza to see beyond his own mitzvahs. The toiv of it, the shayrish of the Bria is that the Bria would not be a self-contained nekuda. The Bria would not be something that is limited to itself. It would be able to see, meaning, you know, that's the show. It's the first thing we spoke about a while back. How come the first Bria is or it's strange? I mean, it's like building a building and putting in lights the first thing, and then building a building around it. I mean, when you'll have people and animals, you'll flick the light on. Teretz is fakert. The world was created with a window to beyond itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not interested in a Bria that would be locked into itself, but he was interested in a Bria that would be able to perceive outside of itself. That was the Mahus of the Bria. The Bria of Ayin itself is the Chelik that puts the person, takes the person out of his mitzvahs and makes him part of a much bigger mitzvahs than himself. That's the Koyach HaAyin. So, in Alexander, both Nebuchadnezzar and Malchus Bavel and Malchus Paras were both Malchias that their mitzvahs was a mitzvahs that was totally with itself. Certainly, the Malchus of Paras, which was just, you know, sitting on and eating and, you know, and so on. But even Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, conquered the countries around himself and built himself an empire. So he didn't look at things from afar. You know, you look around you, see you have a neighbor to the north of you, Gantz, easy to conquer him. You have somebody sitting on your southern border, conquer him. On the eastern border, it was all still very limited. In the sense, even though he was shayla in the world, but it was an expansion that came. It wasn't because he wanted to go to the end of the world. It's piece by piece. He swallowed in what was next to him, and that was that. Alexander had in himself, Alexander didn't conquer, Alexander started by conquering that which was far away. He went to the far places because he wanted to go beyond where he could feel his next door neighbors. That was his mitzvah. He went to Persia, he went to India, he went to Mitzrayim. He went to look for something far away because the koyach of Yavon was a koyach that it was the first Bria to be Zelumase with Ayur. So Soyev Avoyu is Bavel and Paras, and Choshech is Malchus Yavon. Alexander was unique in that his Malchus was the Chatlehedya by looking for things far away. And the koyach of philosophy, the koyach of philosophy was a koyach that looked for the answers beyond. The Oitzer of the Zara looked for the answers in the thing itself. If lightning is frightening, the lightning is a god. If this is this is that. The koyach of the Machshava was that there's a step beyond that. There is a conceptual reality which is behind the world and so on. So Lemaisa, the a primitive person doesn't have big musagim because his klech re'iyah is limited. So whatever he sees next to him, that's the klech to see beyond what's next to him and to understand that there's something beyond it, that is the klech of re'iyah. And that's why the galgal einai of the galgal einai of a person does not have seiva to it, because seiva is a product of the self. If my stomach is full, it's seiva. If the body temperature is right, then I feel good. The but when the lion sees beyond itself, it's able to take on those inyanim beyond oneself. That midah, for instance, a bal chai is kol-kuloi around its own metzias. A bal chai's metzias is its desires, its fears, and so on. It's within itself. So, you know, so high a bal chai communicate danger, the lion is coming, you know, water is here. That's the extent it can communicate. But there's no metzias in a bal chai. Everything is within itself. The shirish of Adam lies in his ayin, in the tzad toiv, meaning the mid of chesed, which is what he's, what the Maral speaks about here, that the ability to see beyond itself lies in the ayin. The there's a famous chesed shavat, I think it's from Levinim, it says by Choshech, that on the pasuk, it says by the lashon of Makas Choshech is leiro ish es achiv leikomu ish mitachav shleishes yamim. He says if you don't see the other person, you're not going anywhere. Because the mitzvahs of chesed, which is the first, the sheirishtik of midah of seeing out, of dealing with outside oneself, needs to have ri'iyah as its sheirish. I have to be able to perceive an other. So kol oid lo'leinu l'seir samidu v'saginar, he doesn't perceive an other, so the hadgashes that he has all come from his own soul, from his own body, and so on and so forth. So there's a very sheirishtik of midah in the fact that Oyer is the first mitzvah that is, that was. And so that's why Rebbe Eliezer said that he takes Ayin Toiv as a midah Toiv, because Toiv has to start in the Ayin. It has to start the place where I see beyond myself. The flip side of it is, so that's why it's hard to say, and that's why it's the first one, the Yom says Ayin Toiv, and that's why it's listed first, because of a sheirish dikinyan. The flip side of it is that the Ayin, that an Ayin Ra sees everything else and incorporates it into myself. Instead of taking myself and looking around and saying, you know, you're not yourself. There's a whole world out there. So the cook of an ish chesed is, I know that I'm a little hungry and have some things that are missing, but look around you. There's so many people here who really have it hard and things are really very difficult for them. You know, open your eyes and do something for them. The mahus of Ra in Yanim of chesed is, I look around and I say, well, I'm an idiot. I mean, I think that I'm living in a very nice house. Everything, look around what other people have. It's a big world today. People have very nice houses, very nice cars, very nice things. What are you talking about? So it both the Toiv and the Ra, this Mida, are totally in the Ayin, in the Sheirish. And so the Ayin Ra, the way we explained last time, is an Inyan also, where I look around and I see that what's out there should have been by me. The tefis of Ayin Ra is, the tefis of Ayin Toiv is that what I have maybe should go to the other person also. I don't have what to eat, the other person don't have what to eat. Maybe I should be a little bit something and should go there. There's more than me in the world. And the Ayin Ra is, there's, you know, there's so much in the world that should be mine, and I'm missing it. And that's the source of Ayin Ra we explained last time. So the koyach of Yavan lay around this Mida. They were the first ones that had an Ayin, and they had, that's why they had the Azuz. Azuz means that the person dares, whenever you go out of your tchum, that's the meaning of Azuz. Azuz is translated as daring, in the sense that, not strength as much as daring, it means that normally a person it tends to be restraint within his tchum. A person doesn't like to go out of his dalan amas. It's connected to person's midas, and the metzias of azus is that he sees something out there and he goes there. Let's take an example. A normal person would, if somebody, if I was to offer a normal person, Adam Yushev, was to offer him a free trip to the Amazon and to the Ichwe Square and the Peru wildlands and such places, he would say, salt and dice. I mean, it's interesting, but I'm not. There are people that go there, they know it's a kind of stafashis, but it's part of that media that it can't be that there's a mitzvah that doesn't allow me in. Akirikach, that Alexander banged on the doors of Olam Haba of Gan Eden, and he demands to be let in. In other words, the fact that my mitzvah is restrained it doesn't sit well. You'd ask Alexander, what do you need Persia for? It's one thing you have a country and you annex the country next to it, the country next to it, and next to it. Well, what are you traveling to the end of the earth to conquer it? The terrorist is, he needs it. That's his metzias. The Chazal told him, it's very fascinating. It says Chazal told him, you can't go there because there's Hari Chayshach there. When he told him that he wants to go to the, when he wants to conquer Africa, he said, that this Hari Chayshach, that stops you. Hari Chayshach will stop you. So he said, the Chalzois, I want to go. So he said, they gave him an eitzah to take these donkeys, Chamorim, Gdoilim, Mitzrayim, Sheyid Nelechis B'Chayshach. They know how to go in the Chayshach, and you tie a rope to them, and the whole thing. But, it's interesting, he said, they told him you can't go because it's Hari Chayshach. And then he told him, Takati Atzmi Lelechis Shomash, he says, because I've already committed myself to being there. So they told him you have to find something, you have to find a Baal Chai that it's not Hari Chayshach, and that they can see in that Chayshach and still make it across. So he says he came to Gan Eden and he asked for something from there. And they gave him the school goyles with the iron, and he tried to wear everything and so on. The emes is the Havana, the reason why a person strives for Olam Haba is the Koyach of Ayin. It's not stam, they threw him out something and so on. The Koyach that a person has here to there is an Ayin. Chazal speak about Ayin L'Rosu Zulasecha, so we speak about that over there. We know that Chachma is out of the world because with the Eina Chachma you can't see. It means what a person living this world has the boundaries of this world. He has a house, he has a car, he has the food, he has this, he has that. Where in the person is there a sheirish to go beyond that? What's the koyach in Adam that says there's got to be more to it? That koyach is called ayin. That koyach over here. And it doesn't have sphere with the yanim of this world. The covering up the eye, the pashto pshat is because we wouldn't see. The Rashi says over here that it's a p'chinas kvura. In other words, the iron itself doesn't have any sphere in this world. When you give it, it says, kach mat of the kassish l'tov of the earth was tistav v'yich l'shum d'var l'mshechalov v'yim to mishkala. So that's how Rashi learns, that it's simply an act of kvura, and that's enough. The Rosh says, Shoko Kolasra Kafil Alta Tako Kiseo Bimat Ofo, the Oz Tako Vasimin Shae Ayin is nisba from things that are beyond it. You have a lashon of you have a lashon in Gemara by what's it? Ma. You have the lashon in the Gemara about being mazin enough in a kodesh, that a person should not want to. You're not allowed to look at kodesh. The lashon over there is to be mazin your eyes from the kodesh. The sphere of the ayin, because the ayin was created with a matara of perceiving that, so that's where it can, it does get its azana, because that's what it's made to reach out to. It does have a taklis. In this world, it doesn't have a taklis because it wasn't, it was made to see something outside it, but everything you give it in the world, there's something else outside it. So physically, you go from point to point to point. You have a nice house, you have a nice house, you have still a nice house, still a nice house, there's no end to it there. There is a Malkum sphere because that's where it came from. That's where it was meant to be, and that's Lotte Lovel. That's the Olam Haba. So, I guess, to put it together, the Nekuda, the highest facet, the Sharish Abriya, is the Inyan of Re'iya, the Inyan of Oyer. The Alexander, Yevon was Umas Yisrael. Not Seichlan Das is one part of it, but in Kriches HaNefesh, Azus is really where it's at. Az Kenomer, the Kaisel is Az Nesheva Umas. It's the Pshat. They don't sit focused on their Metzias. They see out of their Metzias. The seeing outside of their Metzias is reflect in Ra, it reflects an unnatural need for all sorts of inyanim that are outside of you. In Teichen, it expresses the sheirish of looking out towards of seeing to beyond this world and its metzias and the other world. If we ask ourselves what in this world, I mean, there was like a game. Alexander asked, "I want something." From Gan Eden. They told him there's nothing in Gan Eden that transfers to this world except for the eye. In other words, if you want something from there that can be shipped over to here, it's only the eye. That was what he told him. So that's why the jostling between Klal Yisrael and Yavin was so much sharper than the other ones, because there was a real conflict on a nekuda, on a very, very deep nekuda that was meshutta to both of them, and that's this kayach of ayin, of ri'i, of ar, and so on. And Isharif?
We're just learning the Gemara with the class, Eilim Metzis, of Kelim Chadashim, Shesavasan ayin, Shaloi Savasan ayin. So we didn't understand at the time what type of lesson is that, but I guess it's because...
Yeah, that also means that if something new, you're still looking at it as well, and then... I think it's a remarkable story. There was a person in America, a manufacturer, this was before China and India, this place was manufactured, that he came on a very bright idea that the Caribbean islands are very close to America. The people there live in real poverty. He made a factory there, he paid them 40 cents an hour, and they sat and they worked and they produced whatever it was, and it was very good. A few months into the job, the owner gets a telegram from the place, a terrible matzav. The workers stop working. He said, "What's the matter? Somebody's fighting them?" He said, "No. They told me they don't have any reason to work. They've made enough money. They can buy anything they want, and they can at least a year live on it. They don't see the point of working. They'd rather be fishing around and doing stuff like that." And he threatened, he's going to close the factory, not give him work, he's going to have this, he gave him a raise. It didn't help, nothing, there was no... And the Rosh goes, oh, if I should find the Chacham Echad, sent him in a catalog, a Sears catalog. No day Sears catalog. It was a big, fat catalog that had Kultur Mitzrayim in it. It was the biggest of Sears Roebuck. So, differences. Yes, the difference whether you still look at it and it's something beyond you or it's already part of your Metzius. There's no thrill with it.
Mm-hmm. So the Bechina of Cheshech and Azus and Yavan, on the one hand they're trying to go out of themselves, which can be something good, it can be something positive. But the Bechina of Azus and Cheshech is the fact that they're not being Mekasher, anything Ruchni to it, or what exactly is that? Is the Bechina of Cheshech in that?
They're translating it into this world term. And that's a problem. They're trying to use, they're using that term for this world, then it becomes a desire to absorb stuff.
Mm. And is that also the Indian of Yafta Likim Liyafas, that it only goes as far as the physicality?
Okay, call them back.